Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Gabe. And Connor, I'm flying to the United States at the end of the month.
I hope you do it safely.
And well, that do it safely. That's the key word. As a result, I went and bought masks, FFP3.
The best you can get.
Masks. I spent 80 euros on these bad boys, five of them.
So I hope,
Chunk of change.
I hope you got good ones, Gabe.
See, I mean, how do I know?
And how do any of you out there know whether your masks actually work? Are they good? Are they bad? Or are they possibly even counterfeit?
We went to the Technical Inspection Association, TUV, to check it out.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Ralph Thompson. I'm managing here in Germany our department, which is certifying and looking after medical devices in the industry.
Your engineers are looking at hundreds, thousands of masks here in Essen. What percent passes the test?
Around one third of the masks they are testing in the laboratory is bad.
One third.
Yeah. So 70% is good and acceptable, and 30% is not acceptable from a German perspective.
Okay, so I was at the store yesterday, and I dropped 79 euros on five masks. Let me just get these out here. These are the FFP3 K95, so this should be high quality. Produced at Shenzhen, FitTop Health Technology Co. Ltd.
Somewhere in China.
Did I go down the right avenue to get a mask that...
I believe so. I mean, at the end, there's at least a CE mark with a notified body number on the mask.
And for those of you listening, this is printed right on the mask itself. It looks like the letter C, the letter E, and then a number. And that means what exactly?
It's pointing out that that is a notified body designated by the European Union, and it's listed on the database. So you would be able to take that number onto the internet, go to the Nando database, and check if that is really designated by a European regulatory authority or competent authority.
If I open this thing up, is there any way to tell with the naked eye or just from looking at it whether it's counterfeit or not?
No. I wouldn't say it's possible. There's always a possibility that it's still not real or not tested and somebody just puts a mark on it.
So what can normal people out around the world buying a face mask, they open it up, what can they do to figure out, is this thing going to work?
Yeah, or what should they be looking for?
The first thing, if you feel there's a strong chemical smell or something coming out of that bag where you say, I might have an additional health risk if I'm using that mask because it's kind of poisoned, so not good to use. The other thing is you can try if water directly goes through the mask, so if any fluid is just going through the mask, mm-hmm. and you can see if it's visually, you can recognize it's already broken or there are stitches going through the mask, that would be also not good. And one aspect is this metal thing you should have for your nose when you wear it, that you can really tighten the mask around your nose so that it's more, if you like, adjusting to the shape of your face.
Or I could bring it to the lab here and have you guys run a quick test on it?
Not a quick test, but a test.
How do you test a mask here?
If you want to group it into three parts, one is that they simply try it on if they feel it's tight or not. And the other thing is that they really measure with measuring equipment how difficult it is to breathe through the mask. And the other thing is that they test how many percentage of a certain aerosol goes through the mask.
So they blast it with aerosol and see how much gets in.
Exactly.
Ralph, we are lucky sitting here in Germany next to a lab that is testing all this stuff. A lot of our listeners around the world, they may not have labs like this, or the quality standards may be different. Is there anything they can do?
Any mask potentially is better than no mask. That's maybe dangerous, but that's how I see it.
Even if it's counterfeit?
Yes, exactly. It depends on the group using it. So if it's in hospitals or in the health system, they should have proper masks. If it goes more public and you and me using it when we travel or we go to do our grocery, for me it's less important.
And that was Ralph Thompson at TUV. He's the head of, well, basically all of the medical equipment. His team checks all of it out, an enormous
Just to
responsibility.
Give you a sense of the dimension there, in terms of masks, they have looked at between 750 million and 1 billion masks based on samples. So, yeah, they're getting a lot of work done there.
Science Unscripted.